whatever you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the government has shut down another independent business. Johnson brought in a story about beer drones being shut down. We'll share that with you when we get a chance. Just to bring you up to speed, in the last hour, we talked about an 11-year-old girl in Troy, Illinois. She's been shut down by Madison County bureaucrats after a two-year run. She had a good year, good run of making cupcakes for folks, hundreds of them, actually.
Did she start when she was nine? Or
that's right.
Okay.
She's 11 now, and she's been running the business for 2 years, and she upgraded her kitchen. Her parents bought her a little refrigerator. Her grandparents bought her a mixer, and she had plans to get another mixer so she could have, you know, one bowl for one thing and another one for another. And it's all over now because, well, the government bureaucrats say they're trying to keep people safe from these cupcakes. Even though nobody's been harmed, no one's complained, she's got happy customers all over town, it was a newspaper article that was her downfall. Let's go to the phones. Blue is listening in Knoxville to WKBL. Hey, Blue.
Hey, gentlemen, I've done some research into this because my one goal that I wanted to do was to create the cupcake van to take to my children's school and high school and sell lattes and cupcakes out of my van.
Cool.
I can't do that because of the same rules, regulations, and ordinances.
What is it there that is preventing you from doing it?
The same health code rules, regulations. It has to be done in a commercial kitchen.
Meaning you can't just sell the... Oh, okay, so meaning that you would have to make the cupcakes in a commercial kitchen, then you could sell them from the roach coach?
Yes.
So what is it? Is it something to have to do with baked goods? I mean, why can all these trucks...
anything that you cook, anything you bake or cook.
What are all these trucks that sell, like, stir-fried meat, you know, like hamburgers and hot dogs? Like, there's food trucks all over the place.
Well, they're cooking them there. You wouldn't be suggesting that you'd be baking the cupcakes in the truck, would you?
No, it would be at my home.
Right, so...
No way to cook them.
So, Johnson, the difference being that the Roach Coach, typically, there's, you know, they are cooking up food there on the spot, and there's likely permits for that, you know, itinerant vendor permits and things like that.
Okay. And I think the easier route would be figure out how to bake the cookies or make the cupcakes in the van, then.
Is that even an option, you think?
Well, the one thing that she can do, because I will, at least by Tennessee law, is to set it up like it's a bake sale. And you're only asking for donation, a suggested donation.
Okay.
And then you go around, and then you don't have to pay taxes.
That's not a bad idea. So the idea being that bake sales have never been shut down by the health code because they're suggested donations. But could you also refuse to sell to someone who wasn't going to give you a donation? I mean, I guess not sell, but if somebody came up to the coach and said, oh, that looks like some really tasty cupcakes. I'll have 7 of them. And they go ahead and take them. The suggested donation will be 7 times 2. That's $14. We'll give you a discount, $12 suggested donation. Oh, no thanks. And then they walk away. I mean, can you just not... How does that work exactly?
Yeah, you can't. That's the risk that you take.
I see. So you're trusting that people will be honest and on the up and up. But I think for the most part, they certainly would be. But I don't think you would have an obligation to continue to do business with that person. If a person did come up and just snagged some cupcakes and didn't pay for them, then you could certainly refuse to allow that person to take them in the future.
Feel powerful.
I'm just totally speculating here. But yeah, I can see how that's very frustrating to you. So tell me more about the requirements for the commercial kitchen. Like, what sort of ridiculous things were they requiring that you have just to make some cupcakes?
You have to have a three-part sink.
A three-part what?
A three-part sink.
Sink.
Yes. It's the one for wash, rinse,
right,
and then extra rinse. Which is not right. Something that you can typically get, and it doesn't fit into your kitchen very nicely. And then there's all sorts of specifications. I mean, it's ridiculous. Because all they're trying to do is shut you down.
Right, they don't want you to even start in the first place.
Right.
They want to destroy your dreams before you even get out the, you know, past the word go. You don't even get out the starting gate.
Yeah, and, you know, I've even got to the the kids at the high school. And they're like, that would be so cool. We could just come up there and get coffee and hot chocolate and
right.
cakes and all of the fun things.
It would be so cool if people could just go ahead and start their own businesses without having to go and kowtow to some bureaucrats and obey ridiculous regulations that have nothing to do with keeping people safe. They have everything to do with obedience and protecting the existing established businesses from competition. That's all this is about. Blue, I'm sorry to hear about that story, and I thank you for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE, and it's not uncommon. I remember when I was younger and I was getting into radio, and I really enjoyed radio as a young child, and kind of was, and when I became a teenager, I wanted to do more with radio professionally, mm-hmm. and I looked into what it took to start a radio station, and oh my gosh, is it confusing. Not only is it just this kind of morass of legalese and regulations, it's just mm-hmm. impossible to really comprehend as a layman, but it's also, if you do manage to comprehend some of it, it becomes very, very difficult. You have to go and get an engineering study, and you've got to hire an attorney to help you get through all the regulations, and of course, then if you're lucky, the FCC is accepting applications. Sometimes they don't even accept applications, and that can be the case with businesses as well. Like if you want to open up, let's say, a place that sells liquor or beer and wine. In a lot of cases, there's a limited number of those licenses available. You may not even be able to get it. Even if you have the capital, even if you have enough money to do the kitchen renovations or to get whatever permits are required, sometimes they just won't be given out permits. Oh, I'm sorry, we've decided that we have enough people selling beer and wine in town here. We've decided there are enough cupcake distributors in town. So.
Whatever might happen if everyone were allowed to sell beer and cupcakes.
Yeah. That's how crazy this is.
Yeah.
So
you'd have places that were selling vodka and cupcakes at the same time.
Sounds like fun, I guess. It sounds like a unique business. And people should be free to try these things. Sure. Maybe it wouldn't work out. Maybe vodka and cupcakes would totally bomb. But at least then, you know, nobody else's butt's on the line. Only the person who's, it's their dream. It's their money. It's their savings that they're putting on the line. They're the ones who are taking the risk and putting whatever it is that put out there, what it takes to do this. But if you have to spend $200,000 on a professional kitchen before you can make cupcakes for somebody, you're just never going to start. You're just going to say, screw that. I've got this job working at Target or Walmart, and I guess I'll just keep working here because at least then I get a paycheck coming in every week and I have to deal with all this crap. I can just come to work, show up, clock in at the end of the day, clock out, go home, veg out, and go back the next day until I finally turn 65, and then I can act like something important has happened with my life. 855-450-FREE. Nate is in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Nate. Good. Sounds like you're on the road. Go ahead.
I am. Well, as far as the lady trying to sell cupcakes out of her van, if she's in the certified kitchen, churches only use their kitchen on one day a week, and every church in the country is certified their kitchen.
That's an interesting proposal. Approach local churches and inquire as to whether or not they could rent the kitchen out.
$20 a month. They use the kitchen 4 days a week. Church only uses them really on Sunday.
Good idea, Nate. Really thanks good. For that's very creative. Drive safe out there, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. It's a decent idea.
It's a very interesting idea, actually.
I wonder, you know, what the church would think about that. Like, for instance, in some places there are restrictions on, like, a church if they do some sort of business on their property, they have to pay taxes on that portion of the property, whereas they wouldn't otherwise have to pay taxes. So how possible that would be, I guess, would depend on the church.
Right.
I suppose if you go to that church, it might help you and make it more likely for you. But it's an interesting proposal. So there are usually some loopholes and some workarounds. But, you know, the average person doesn't know this stuff. They don't think of these things. And they run up against this kind of brick wall of regulation. It seems impassable. And they just say, screw it. And they forget about it. And they drop their dreams. And who knows what wonderful services and products we're missing out on because so many people have had their dreams crushed.
A whole lot, I can imagine. A whole lot.
855-450-FREE, that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Coming up, another guy's had his dreams crushed, and that is Beer Drone Delivery. We'll tell you more on the way.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the ProXPN toll-free line. You can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features there. We've got archives. The archives go back for years. You can go all the way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com, so do that and enjoy. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned, and they've got what you need in the realm of camping, hunting, survival, and shooting gear. They've got name brands that you want at the lowest prices. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment, to name a few. ManVentureOutpost.com, lowest prices, go check for yourself, and get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Now, coming up, we're going to talk about the drone delivery of beer, but there's some technical difficulties with the story, so we're going to get to that. Patience, stand by. But in other news...
Do you have another story about a business, potential business that could have been shut down?
Please share.
Okay. Well, a New York man has pled guilty to smuggling nearly 40,000 piranhas into the United States. It's the war on piranhas, Ian.
Oh, no.
Well, New York City resident Joel Rackauer bit off more than he could chew when he smuggled
who writes
nearly
these things.
Yeah. When he when he smuggled nearly 40,000 piranhas into the United States. Rackauer pleaded guilty Wednesday in federal court in Brooklyn to smuggling the deadly piranhas from 2011 to 2012, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. The Federal Lacey Act combats trafficking in illegal wildlife, fish, and plants. In a plea arrangement, Rackauer admitted that his company purchased the piranhas from a Hong Kong tropical fish supplier and imported them to the city, according to the statement. Now, Ian, last I checked, are piranhas from Hong Kong?
I don't think so. There's not much from Hong Kong. It's basically a rock.
I wonder how they managed to deal with these horrible piranhas. It must be a scourge in China.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they are being bred in China and then shipped out to Hong Kong would be my guess.
How can they manage to breed them, though? I mean, are there laws different?
Yeah. China is really having an interesting kind of industrial...
It must be the fact that the laws are different that make it possible for them to actually breed these fish there, right? I mean, because otherwise it just physically wouldn't be possible.
I get what you're saying there, yeah. You know, China's an interesting place because over the last few decades, they've really kind of opened up for business, and there have been a lot of advancements that have happened there. There's just not as much control by the bureaucrats in China as far as business is concerned, and so there are a lot of advancements that can happen there easily. But interesting, this guy was able to import them, is what you're saying.
Well, Rackauer instructed the foreign supplier to falsely label the exotic fish on packing lists as silver tetras, a common and unaggressive aquarium fish.
Okay.
Because New York City prohibited the possession of piranhas, the statement said. Rackauer smuggled...
Only the city, so this isn't necessarily like a United States prohibition?
I'm not sure. I know it's New York City.
Okay.
So Rackauer smuggled 39,548 piranhas over the course of 2011 and 2012, swimming...
Is there that level of demand for piranhas
I
in New York City?
I guess so. I guess and it says here, swimming up costs of approximately $37,376, according to the statement. Wow, so it's less than a dollar a fish.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Piranhas... a freshwater fish originating in South American rivers are described as extremely aggressive and territorial. As a result, 25 states have either banned or regulated piranhas, making them illegal to own or sell.
Wow.
So
okay.
Half the United States. Rackauer was driven by greed and without regard for the health and safety of people or the environment, said the Queens District Attorney Richard Brown, who helped investigate the case. Rackauer agreed to pay more than $70,000 in fines and restitution.
Damn.
His company will serve a 2-year period of probation, and Rackauer will be sentenced on April 24th.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, imagine if these fish got loose in New York. People would be going to the, you know, the Hudson Bay, and they'd just be eaten alive by piranhas.
Well, I guess
because
they
do so well in cold.
Well, true. That is a South American fish. But, you know, I wonder if that is the concern, is that somebody's going to buy some piranhas and then dump them in to the water supply or something like that. Or,
who knows?
And then, because I guess that's a kind of a legitimate concern, right? I know that there's certain... trees, for instance, that they said, I remember when we used to live down in Florida, that I don't remember what the trees types were, but they had been brought over and, you know, by
probably
the conquistadors
banyan
or something.
Trees.
Yeah, something, banyans were, I think, one of them. But yeah, they brought over these
something
trees.
Mangroves.
and they planted these trees, and they've, like, taken over.
Right.
So they weren't native to the area, and so they just weren't able to be resisted by the nature there.
Sure.
I mean, there's something to that. But on the other hand, what are you going to do? You can't stop people from this. I mean, they try that in California with their fruit checkpoints, right, for instance, where when you're driving in, they actually want to search your car to see if you've got illegal fruit.
Right.
So this is the same thing.
And frequently, a lot of times, nature will find a way to make this type of stuff happen anyway. You know, like, a bird will carry something or something, you know, and, you know, you never know. You know, maybe just by happenstance, two eagles just happen to grab piranhas and fly them, and don't eat them. They drop them, and then those two piranhas just happen to breed, and, you know, it just crazier things have happened.
Most people are going to buy these fish, and they're going to put them in a tank.
Right.
And that's where the, you know, what do you have, almost 40,000 of them, that's where they're going to go, right? Yeah.
Obnoxious people with too much money who are like, look at that piranha.
He was likely going to try to market them. I mean, it seems like a lot of piranhas. I'm not sure what he was expecting, because odds are good. The business,
I still think it's crazy he was getting them for less than $1 a piece.
You buy bulk, I mean, you get a good price, right? Now the question
do
is...
Do you think he bought all 40,000 at once?
Yeah, well, don't you think?
No.
No?
40,000 piranha at once? That's a lot of fish to come in alive.
Well, wait, how would they living? But... Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. It says here that it was over the course of 2011.
Yeah, yeah, 2011, 2012. Still, I'm imagining 40,000, what is that, like one shipping container full of water and teeming with fish.
Yeah, I was having trouble envisioning how you would ship 40,000 piranhas.
He was going to set up his tank for $1 million.
Well, that makes me wonder, how many was he getting in one shot? Because, you know, let's say it was, again, they said this was over a course of 2011, so let's just say it was per week, about 800 to 1,000 per week. That's still a fairly large shipment of fish. And I presume he would have different vendors.
Takes a lot of time to strap all those lasers to their little heads. For his evil plan.
I never had the laser piranhas when I was a kid. I drew laser sharks when I was a kid. But, did he admit to the 39,000? If they didn't catch them all at once, how did they get this number? Did he have books? Did he keep records of all of this?
I guess he must have.
I mean, because if they found one shipment of piranhas, and I'm not real clear, was it mentioned how they caught him?
No.
Yeah, it's not mentioned in here.
How did unfortunate. They catch him?
So, you know, presuming they actually looked into one of the shipments and caught one of the shipments of piranhas, that wouldn't give them the information about how many other piranhas that he had shipped. So he must have talked to it. He must have.
Well, it said he admitted something here that his company. So he must have copped to something. He took a plea agreement, so.
Yeah, he must have admitted to them how many that he'd smuggled. 855-450-FREE, that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Don't think it'd be a particularly popular fish, but apparently I'm wrong about that. Moving 40,000 fish in 2 years. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades.
but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want toll free. I don't know if you can buy piranhas with Bitcoin, but maybe we should check the Silk Road and see if they've got any illegal fish on there. 855 450 free. But what you can buy with Bitcoin are consumer electronics at bitcoinstore.com. Over 500,000 items are ready for immediate shipment at 0% markup. For real. They're getting the products from their wholesaler, which is the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. They're getting their products at wholesale. They are passing them along to you at the same price. BitcoinStore.com, the idea is to incentivize you to spend some Bitcoin. So go to BitcoinStore.com where you can do that. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. And your privacy is protected, too. You don't have to use your real name when buying from BitcoinStore.com because your Bitcoin account isn't connected to your name. So you can just pay with your Bitcoins and put whatever name you want on there and put whatever address you want on there. There's no checking on that stuff. Over at BitcoinStore.com. Go ahead and check their prices out. You'll see they're pretty darn good. BitcoinStore.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, Adam is listening in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Ian and Johnson.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I guess last week you were talking about inflation and the myth about what inflation actually is. Can you elaborate on me what you guys define it as, or Ian?
Sure. The common misunderstanding about inflation is that it's a rise in prices, but that's not what inflation is. That's what they'll teach you in government school. But the rise in prices is usually a symptom of inflation, and inflation is actually the increase in the money supply. So when, for instance, the the government hires the Federal Reserve to print out some money for them. That's adding to the money supply, and thereby prices go up because it means that there are a larger amount of dollars chasing around the same amount of goods. So that's what inflation really is.
Right. It's the decrease in the value of the money supply effectively increases prices.
So that's my understanding of it, you know, and I'm glad you brought up the Federal Reserve, because the reason I call it up is on the Federal Reserve's own website, they answered the question, what is inflation and how does the Federal Reserve evaluate changes in the rate of inflation? And the first thing they say is inflation occurs when the prices of goods and services increase over time.
Yeah, it's just a straight up lie.
Wow. Unbelievable, and I wish these guys could get charged with perjury for online postings like this, because you know, it's one thing for like a local teacher to be, you know, perpetuating myths, but for the actual government. By the way, I thought the Federal Reserve wasn't a part of the government. Why in the heck do they have a .gov domain name?
You talking about the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve is supposed to be a private entity.
I mean, I understand that it is not technically the federal government, but they are. Don't they have like board members appointed by the federal governments? I mean, they're pretty tied in.
I just think it's funny, you know. So, all right, guys, have a good night.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Now, if you do go up and you look up inflation in the dictionary, here's the dictionary.com definition of it. A persistent, substantial rise in the general level of prices related to an increase in the volume of money and resulting in the loss of value of currency. So they kind of combine the two definitions into one definition. And you could certainly say that, well, the prices are inflating, and so that's inflation.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I can understand where the confusion comes in, but the actual inflation is originating from the increase in the money supply. So, 855, 454.
And you got to think that the whole reason why they're using the word inflation has to do with, like, balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And so when something inflates, it rises because, you know, it's being,
and if it inflates
upward,
too much,
right.
So yeah, you can take control here. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Hey, Johnson, you said you wanted to talk about earth science.
Sure. Yeah, you had mentioned the earth science thing. I mean, the problem that I'm noticing recently is it seems to be a trend, especially amongst conspiracy theorists in the liberty community. And I made a post about this today, that I think that there is a large contingency of the liberty community that when it comes to science and earth science, they are functionally retarded. I saw...
Tell me what you really think.
I saw a bunch of people today that actually were talking about a conspiracy video. There's actually a huge series of these videos that a bunch of people, lots and lots and lots of people, have been duped by this. If you look on YouTube for fake snow Georgia, you will see like hundreds of videos of people posting that the snow in Georgia isn't real, Ian. The snow in Georgia isn't real because if you take and you wad it into a snowball and you hold a lighter to it, it doesn't burn.
What?
It chars like plastic.
Why would the snow burn in the first place?
I mean, the lighter, it doesn't even melt the snow. The water doesn't drip off of the snowball. Because it leaves these charred black marks. And it's like, yeah, that's the way snow behaves everywhere, because it's ice. And there's considerably more air and heat energy in a snowball than there is in a tiny little lighter. That flame, like, you know, you hold a match up to a huge, like, block of ice, the match is going to do almost nothing.
Right.
Because there's way more molecules in, you know, a block of ice than there is in...
Because size does matter.
Yeah, extremely. When it comes to temperature, absolutely. So, and energy. But the fact that so many people
cut the Southerners a break? I mean, they've never seen snow.
If you think that there's a conspiracy out there to spray plastic snow across the entire...
Oh, is that what they're saying?
The entire state of Georgia, and snow isn't real, you're a moron.
Wait, is that what they actually say in the video? That they're being, like it's chemtrails?
Yes! There's hundreds of videos of people going, this isn't snow, it's not real, it's fake. And it's not like, oh, they're doing this, like, it's a hoax. They're like literally on there believing that this is chemtrail additive snow. That it's not real snow. It melts like regular snow when it sits out there for the longest time. But if you try to light it on fire, it's like, oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And the funny the thing is, it's like I see this reposted by a bunch of people on my Facebook feed who are like, who are buying into this. People who I know, people who are well-known activists are like, is this real? Are you serious? Are you really having to ask that question?
Well, I'm actually pleasantly surprised that the story is not headlining InfoWars.com.
Yeah.
Apparently they didn't fall for it.
My friends and fellow patriots, it's a conspiracy. They're spraying chemtrail snow all over the state of Georgia. It's
That's good stuff, man. I would love
Hello, friends. I'm here to tell you about the snow disaster.
All right, I've got one of these videos here. Georgia fake snow, 94,000 views. And
since, like, today. Yeah. This morning.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So the idea being that you take, and I don't know what the term is for the science, like, sure. The mass of the snow.
Heat transmission, I guess, would be the thing, or thermal conductivity, you know? Snow, water is, first of all, air is not a very good conductor of heat. In fact, air is a very good insulator. If you can make two walls with air in between them, not even insulation, if you could just seal it up with a pocket of air, you've got a very good insulator. In fact, that's how they insulate the ski slopes in the deserts of Dubai, is with air. And so if you hold the lighter up to a snowball, which is mostly air, even if it's fairly well packed, it's still mostly air because it's particles of ice with air in between.
Yeah.
What happens is the snow will melt a little bit, and the capillary action in the snow will wick the water up into the snowball. So the snowball just gets slushier, kind of, but it's not going to melt. And then the fuel from the lighter is going to leave a residue, a black residue on it, so it kind of looks like styrofoam burning, actually. It's such a basic thought to realize, like, it's not plastic being sprayed across the state of Georgia. Why would you believe that? What's wrong with you?
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Government schools, man, I guess they're just not doing their job.
Wow.
855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, again, the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Johnson is bringing to the table a short little video, which is kind of cute, from Breitbart. It's about the FAA shutting down another business. It's kind of been the theme of stories tonight.
Sure.
Not that we planned this theme, but it's just that businesses being destroyed by the government so common.
Every day.
It's not hard to find this stuff. So we'll give you the FAA stopping beer drone delivery here in moments, but also want to invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com where you can get interactive. You can do that in a variety of different ways. We've got our chat room, which is built right into our webcam page. You go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and you can interact with other folks because the chat room's right there. The cam's there, too. It's all free, cam.freetalklive.com. So, the story is from Breitbart.com, and there really isn't much to it. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more detail on this, but here's the audio from the piece on their site about this drone delivery service that's been shut down before it even got off the ground.
You're an ice fisher. You can't exactly go on a beer run. So why not have the beer brought to you via drone?
Footage of the drone actually picking up a 12-pack of beer.
Wisconsin-based Lake Maid Beers, whose tagline is "Great fishermen need great beer," came up with the drone delivery idea.
A smart idea. I mean, sure. Why not?
I think one of the things that's really interesting to note, though, about this is that there's like a base station, right? Like right off the edge of the lake,
mm-hmm.
right? So this lake. And then that all these different ice fishing cabins are all basically all together. Like they're within like 10, 20 feet of one another.
Okay.
There's probably like 50 of them or something like that. That might be kind of a roundabout number. But they're all like out on this lake and they're all kind of together, you know, maybe what, you know, several hundred feet from this. I mean, they're not like that far from this
yeah.
cabin. I mean, we're talking like, you know, maybe a 10-minute walk or something like that out onto this lake.
Okay.
So they're all kind of together. So it's not like these drones are traveling very far. It's just kind of an inconvenient walk because they're on a lake, you know, and it's icy and slippery, and so it saves time. But
so if they had an RC truck, they could accomplish the same thing, and the FAA wouldn't get involved.
Probably, but I guess the point that I'm making is that there's absolutely no reason for the FAA to get involved. There aren't exactly, it's not like there's an airspace line of airplanes going across this lake.
Nobody's going to crash
below
with
the tree
drone.
Line, you know?
Good point. Continue with the story here. So, yes, the drone actually does lift this crate full of beers.
Drones are so creepy.
Called the Lake Made Beer Drone, the device has been tested at ice fishing lakes in Minnesota and Wisconsin. They were all ready for liftoff before the Federal Aviation Administration coldly shut their operation down. Why the cold shoulder? Well, the FAA says it's reviewing their policies since it currently restricts the commercial use of drones. As for the thirsty ice fishers, you may have to stick to water. The FAA is not expected to issue new regulations governing the commercial use of drones until next year. Looks like they're going to be thirsty for a while or skate on over to the liquor store.
Yeah, it's cutesy.
It's just ridiculous, though. They're shutting down their business. It's like, oh, well, we can't do anything about it, and we're not going to be able to make any new votes on this for years to come. So you're just out of luck.
Too bad.
Too bad, sucker.
Well, you know,
keep paying us.
Well, it makes me come back to a thought I wanted to share earlier about the 11-year-old girl who was shut down from running a cupcake business. And she was actually running her business at the time that it was shut down, which is, of course, what happens if you don't do what they say? What would the FAA do? And how the hell did they find out about this anyway? This is why this story is lacking quite a bit. I would like to know how the FAA got wind of these people doing this in the first
Probably
place.
Probably media, because it's drone delivery. You know, and they've set up a business where they're successfully delivering something with drones right now ahead of Amazon. Because, Amazon and, the United States, actually, UPS, Amazon, they've been considering doing deliveries with drones.
Was that real? Was that story for real?
Oh, Amazon? Oh, it's absolutely real.
I thought it was kind of like a joke.
No,
that's real.
Not at all. Okay. They've got real drones. Bezos, that's not a joke at all. That's absolutely 100%.
And presumably the FAA is prohibiting that from happening?
Right now,
yeah.
Amazon is pressuring the FAA into new regulations that will allow them to do this.
Well, lucky for Amazon, they've got money that they can use to lobby for things like this. This beer, small manufacturer of beer on the...
I bet you anything that they're probably trying to cut a deal with Amazon to do something for the United States Postal Service. I bet they'll try and force
There already was
that.
News about that. Let me see. What was it? It was that I believe Amazon did cut a deal with the Postal Service to do same-day delivery, I think it was.
Right.
So, yeah. But, this tiny little company on the side of a lake, they can't afford that.
I meant specifically with regards to drones, though. Mm. You know, that the United somehow...
They brand them with the Postal Service?
Yeah, exactly. That they do something for the Postal Service in terms of developing Postal Service drones or...
Yeah, so if it were the government's drones, then probably the FAA would be okay with that.
Right.
So what I would like to know more about in the story is how the FAA found out about it. I mean, it says here in the story that they were stopped before they could even get started. That they never really even got off the ground with this project. So how did they get the wind of that? I don't know. That's not really made very clear here. But what happens if you don't? Is there a federal crime involved here in disobeying the FAA's regulations? Or is it, that they'll fine you? Because, like, for instance, with the...
Sure, it's enormous fines.
With running a radio station, if they catch you running an illegal radio station without government FCC permission, they threaten you with $10,000 in fines or up to $10,000 in fines, and I think up to a year in jail for that. So I wonder what the punishment is here. And similarly, I wonder what the punishment would be for the young lady making cupcakes. Always wish that people who are doing this with their kids, like a kid-based business, please don't just... break under the pressure of the state. Go all the way. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Can they really are they going to hold mom responsible for this young lady's business? They probably would try to do that, probably try to put pressure on mom. But that would make them look even worse. Like, it's bad press right now That's one thing, the drone story. It's going to be hard for them to get good PR out of this.
Right.
But with the 11-year-old girl baking cupcakes and selling those as a business, if they were to just continue doing it and say, you know what, nobody's here at risk, nobody's complained about our cupcakes, you go to hell. We're going to do whatever we want to do. We're going to sell our cupcakes to wanting consumers, people who are understanding that this is home-baked cupcakes and they're not afraid of that. Here, we'll make them sign a disclosure or whatever, or a disclaimer, and they're just going to go on with it. Then what would happen? Would they arrest the mother? Because then the headlines would be, you know, 11-year-old girl's mom arrested for making cupcakes.
Right.
And the level of absurdity would just continue to ramp up as the threats and the violence from the state would be ramping up. And, you know, eventually they may decide it wouldn't be worth it. Like, at some point, some government guys do realize they've pushed too far and their legitimacy is being threatened by the ridiculousness and outrageousness of their actions. And they may actually correct their course. So I just wonder what would happen.
Yeah, I wonder, too. I mean, I don't know, you know, how quickly can things be changed? You know, if it's set in place and there's these laws in place, even if they wanted to, can they correct their course?
You mean the government guys?
Right.
No,
other than
they
just,
can always look the other way.
Yeah, exactly. Other than just looking the other way, I think, you know, that might be the only option for some, in some cases.
So they could quietly make it go away.
Right.
They probably wouldn't want to make any hay out of it. They wouldn't want to make any publicity out of it because then it would be unfair. Then others might be able to sue and say, well, you're not treating us fairly. We want to have a cupcake business, too, but we're in our 30s, and so you're going to allow her to have a cupcake business but not us. So it would be better if the people just continued operating and the government guys just decided, we're just not going to send them any more letters.
Right.
Just not talk about it. No, don't send any threatening letters. Don't send any press releases out. Don't make any hay about it. And just focus on other things and let it go away. That would be the best way for them to get out of this. But they almost always win. It's so rare that and it did happen once or twice with the lemonade stands, where some courageous parents and some courageous kids did continue operating, and they were okay.
Right.
So it is a lesson that is a hard lesson for young people to learn. Look, this is what life is really like, kids. You don't get to just start your own business. There's a bunch of bureaucrats out there that you have to grease their palms and jump through their hoops, and then maybe you'll be allowed to operate your business.
Yeah. There's a bunch of old thugs that are going to try and steal from you.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
They're really good at it.
3733. What happens when a town votes against the police getting radar equipment? Belmont, Mississippi is where it went down. We'll tell you what they did here in moments. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident, suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.